You're in the groove of The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Steve Scherr. Thanks for joining us. The former head of Harborview Medical Center's burn unit is losing his medical license for lying to California lawmakers last year. Dr. David Heimbach, who was also president of the American Burn Association, lied on behalf of companies that make flame retardant for household items. A lobbying group representing the companies paid Heimbach $240,000 to be an expert witness. Heimbach told stories about children in cribs suffering serious burns, which later turned out to be false. Sam Rowe is a writer for the Chicago Tribune. He's one of the first who noticed the lack of evidence in Dr. Heimbach's stories. KUOW's Lisa Brooks talked to Sam Rowe earlier this morning about Dr. Heimbach's testimony.
He was such a good witness. He would go into these hearings and he would talk about how he would see these babies who were burned because of the lack of flame retardants. And at one hearing, there was an actual audible gasp in the audience when he was telling the story. So otherwise, this is a very complicated issue. There were signs on both sides. There was a lot of back and forth, and a lot of lawmakers didn't know who to believe. But when Heimbach came in, he really commanded an audience, and he was able to get the job done.
Now, he spoke to legislators and the public about this stuff for 2 years. So how did you figure out his presentations were full of lies?
Well, it was really interesting. One of my colleagues, Trish Callahan, went out to a hearing in California. And he told this, again, very gripping tale of a baby who was burned because of lack of flame retardants. And in that case, he said that the mother put a candle in the crib, and the candle tipped over, and it caught fire, and the baby died. And when she came back to the office, my colleague, and we talked about this, we thought, what mother puts a candle in a baby's crib? It didn't make sense. And so we started looking at the other testimony from Dr. Heimbach, and similar tales. You know, in one case, the candle was knocked over by a dog or was on a bureau or something like that, but it never added up. And so when we started looking at the documentation, we found out that there was no evidence that any of these kids existed. And when I called him on the phone to confront him with this, he admitted as much.
Did he explain why he had done that?
He says it was anecdotal. It wasn't meant to be the truth. He truly did believe flame retardants saved lives, and he got in a situation that he was just embellishing the truth.
Since you exposed this, what's happened with the flame retardant industry?
The flame retardant industry has been beaten on this issue, more or less. The organization that Dr. Heimbach was testifying for has folded. The chemicals that are in just about everybody's couches and love seats and upholstered furniture across the country, those chemicals are no longer going to be there. You're not going to be able to buy a chair or a couch with flame retardants in it very soon.
So why is it significant, then, that the state of Washington asked him to surrender his license?
Well, it's a pretty good deal for Dr. Heimbach in many ways. He was facing maybe a fine if he didn't surrender his license, but he's in his 70s, he's retired, he no longer is at Harborview. He's no longer teaching at the University of Washington. He's moved to Hawaii. So this is probably a good situation for him. And once he surrendered his license, there was nothing else regulators could do. So they had to let him walk. What he did is not all that unusual. It's just in this particular case, he got caught.
Reporter Sam Rowe of the Chicago Tribune talked to KUOW's Lisa Brooks about Dr. David Heimbach, former Harborview burn doctor who's losing his medical license for lying to lawmakers on behalf of companies that make flame retardant. The Washington State Medical Quality Assurance Commission is in charge of issuing and revoking medical licenses. They reached a settlement with Dr. Heimbach, who has agreed to surrender his medical license. Mike Farrell is the legal manager for the Medical Quality Assurance Commission. He joins us. Hello, Michael. Thanks for talking to us.
Hello.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
You know, Sam Rowe from the Chicago Tribune, he says this is a pretty good deal for Dr. Heimbach. He loses his license, but he's retired. He lives in Hawaii. What do you think about that?
Well, the commission has a statutory mission to protect the public, not punish doctors. So the legislature created the commission and set forth the statutory authority and then set forth the sanctions that the commission can impose. And surrendering is a very significant sanction. It's akin to revocation, which is the most serious sanction the commission can impose. And I think the order is justified. He will never practice again. The order is a public document. It's placed on our website. It's sent to the media. It goes to the two national data banks, and it's permanent.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I haven't. I've been working for the commission since 1991, and I've never seen a case involving a physician who misrepresented testimony before a legislature.
So is this a one-off, or is it possible that we're seeing a trend as more money gets involved in turning doctors into expert witnesses?
Oh, gosh, I have no way of answering that question. This is the only case of its kind I've seen, and I didn't know that this went on until I saw this case. But we have no open investigations on any similar conduct.
How long did this investigation take?
Well, we learned about it because of the articles in the Chicago Tribune and the Seattle Times back in May of 2012. So we opened an investigation shortly thereafter, and it took some time to do. It was an extensive investigation. And you have to understand that the state Supreme Court has imposed a very high burden on the medical commission when it wants to take away a physician's license. We have to have clear and convincing evidence to do so. So we dot every I and cross every T so we can meet that burden and the decisions will be upheld on appeal. Also, as you stated, Dr. Heimbach is retired and living in Hawaii and presents no threat to patients. So we have to put cases in which there's a threat to patients first and give those priority.
Surprising to hear that a doctor was lying about these issues, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was quite surprising to learn of the extent of his misrepresentations.
Mike Farrell is the legal manager for the Washington State Medical Quality Assurance Commission. They reached a settlement with former Harborview doctor David Heimbach, who's surrendering his medical license for telling fake stories to California lawmakers last year. Michael Farrell, thank you for talking to us.
You're very welcome.
You're tuned to The Record from KUOW.